Our reading today begins with Luke 11:14-28. And he was casting out a mute demon. When the demon had gone out, the man who was previously unable to speak talked, and the crowds were amazed. But some of them said, "He casts out the demons by Beelzebul, the ruler of the demons." Others, to test him, were demanding of him a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and a house divided against itself falls. And if Satan also has been divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you claim that I cast out the demons by Beelzebul. Yet if by Beelzebul I cast out the demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if I cast out the demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are secure. But when someone stronger than he attacks him and overpowers him, that man takes away his armor on which he had relied and distributes his plunder. The one who is not with me is against me, and the one who does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit comes out of a person, it passes through waterless places seeking rest, and not finding any, it then says, "I will return to my house from which I came." And when it comes, it finds it swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings along seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they come in and live there, and the last condition of that person becomes worse than the first. While Jesus was saying these things, one of the women in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you, and the breasts at which you nursed." But he said, "On the contrary, blessed are those who hear the word of God and follow it." 1 Thessalonians 5:12-28. But we ask you, brothers and sisters, to recognize those who diligently labor among you and are in leadership over you in the Lord, and give you instruction, and that you regard them very highly in love because of their work. Live in peace with one another. We urge you, brothers and sisters, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with everyone. See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek what is good for one another and for all people. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit, do not utterly reject prophecies, but examine everything. Hold firmly to that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept complete, without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will do it. Brothers and sisters, pray for us. Greet all the brothers and sisters with a holy kiss. I put you under oath by the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers and sisters. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Psalm 143. Hear my prayer. Lord, listen to my pleadings. Answer me in your faithfulness, in your righteousness. And do not enter into judgment with your servant, for no person living is righteous in your sight. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in dark places, like those who have long been dead. Therefore my spirit feels weak within me. My heart is appalled within me. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your accomplishments. I reflect on the work of your hands. I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you, like a weary land. Selah, answer me quickly. Lord, my spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I will be the same as those who go down to the pit. Let me hear your faithfulness in the morning, for I trust in you. Teach me the way in which I should walk, for to you I lift up my soul. Save me, Lord, from my enemies. I take refuge in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground, for the sake of your name. Lord, revive me. In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble, and in your faithfulness, destroy my enemies, and eliminate all those who attack my soul, for I am your servant. 2 Chronicles 13-16, in the 18th year of King Jeroboam, Abijah became king over Judah. He reigned in Jerusalem for 3 years, and his mother's name was Micaiah, the daughter of Uriel of Gibeah. Now there was war between Abijah and Jeroboam. Abijah began the battle with an army of warriors, 400,000 chosen men, while Jeroboam drew up in battle formation against him with 800,000 chosen men who were valiant warriors. Then Abijah stood on Mount Zemaraim, which is in the hill country of Ephraim, and said, "Listen to me, Jeroboam and all Israel. Do you not know that the Lord God of Israel gave the rule over Israel forever to David and his sons by a covenant of salt? Yet Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, the servant of Solomon, the son of David, rose up and rebelled against his master, and worthless men gathered to him, wicked men, who proved too strong for Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, when he was young and timid, and could not hold his own against them. So now you intend to assert yourselves against the kingdom of the Lord through the sons of David being a great multitude and having with you the golden calves which Jeroboam made for you as gods. Have you not driven out the priests of the Lord, the sons of Aaron and the Levites, and made for yourselves priests like the peoples of other lands? Whoever comes to consecrate himself with a bull and 7 rams, even he may become a priest of things that are not gods. But as for us, the Lord is our God, and we have not abandoned him. And the sons of Aaron are ministering to the Lord as priests, and the Levites attend to their work. Every morning and evening they burn to the Lord burnt offerings and fragrant incense, and the showbread is set on the clean table, and the golden lampstand with its lamps is ready to light every evening, for we perform our duty to the Lord our God, but you have abandoned him. Now behold, God is with us at our head, and his priests with the signal trumpets to sound the war cry against you. Sons of Israel, do not fight against the Lord God of your fathers, for you will not succeed." But Jeroboam had set an ambush to come from behind, so that Israel was in front of Judah, and the ambush was behind them. When Judah turned around, behold, they were attacked both from front and rear. So they cried out to the Lord, and the priests blew the trumpets. Then the men of Judah raised a war cry, and when the men of Judah raised the war cry, God defeated Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. When the sons of Israel fled from Judah, God handed them over to them. Abijah and his people defeated them with a great slaughter, so that 500,000 chosen men of Israel fell slain. The sons of Israel were subdued at that time, and the sons of Judah conquered because they trusted in the Lord, the God of their fathers. Abijah pursued Jeroboam and captured from him several cities: Bethel with its villages, Jeshanah with its villages, and Ephron with its villages. Jeroboam did not again recover strength in the days of Abijah, and the Lord struck him and he died. But Abijah became powerful, and he took 14 wives for himself, and fathered 22 sons and 16 daughters. Now the rest of the acts of Abijah, and his ways and his words, are written in the treatise of Iddo the prophet. So Abijah lay down with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and his son Asa became king in his place. The land was undisturbed for 10 years during his days, and Asa did what was good and right in the sight of the Lord his God. For he removed the foreign altars and high places, tore down the memorial stones, cut down the Asherim, and commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers and to comply with the law and the commandment. He also removed the high places and the incense altars from all the cities of Judah, and the kingdom was undisturbed under him. He built fortified cities in Judah, since the land was undisturbed, and there was no one at war with him during those years, because the Lord had given him rest. For he said to Judah, "Let's build these cities and surround them with walls and towers, gates and bars. The land is still ours because we have sought the Lord our God. We have sought him, and he has given us rest on every side." So they built and prospered. Now Asa had an army of 300,000 from Judah, carrying large shields and spears, and 280,000 from Benjamin, carrying shields and wielding bows, All of them were valiant warriors. Now Zerah the Ethiopian went out against them with an army of 1,000,000 men and 300 chariots, and he came to Mareshah. So Asa went out to meet him, and they drew up in battle formation in the valley of Zephathah at Mareshah. Then Asa called to the Lord his God and said, Lord, there is no one besides you to help in the battle between the powerful and those who have no strength. Help us, Lord our God, for we trust in you, and in your name have come against this multitude. Lord, you are our God. Do not let man prevail against you. So the Lord routed the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. Asa and the people who were with him pursued them as far as Gerar, and so many Ethiopians fell that they could not recover, for they were shattered before the Lord and before his army. And they carried away a very large amount of plunder. They destroyed all the cities around Gerar, for the dread of the Lord had fallen on them. And they pillaged all the cities, for there was much plunder in them. They also fatally struck those who owned livestock, and they led away large numbers of sheep and camels. Then they returned to Jerusalem. Now the Spirit of God came on Azariah the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him, Listen to me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you when you are with him, and if you seek him, he will let you find him, but if you abandon him, he will abandon you. For many days Israel was without the true God, and without a teaching priest and without the law. But in their distress they turned to the Lord God of Israel, and they sought him, and he let them find him in those times. There was no peace for him who went out, or him who came in, because many disturbances afflicted all the inhabitants of the lands. Nation was crushed by nation, and city by city, for God troubled them with every kind of distress. But you be strong and do not lose courage, for there is a reward for your work. Now when Asa heard these words and the prophecy which Azariah the son of Oded the prophet spoke, he took courage and removed the abominable idols from all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and from the cities which he had captured in the hill country of Ephraim. He then restored the altar of the Lord, which was in front of the porch of the Lord. And he gathered all Judah and Benjamin, and those from Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon, who resided with them. For many defected to him from Israel when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. So they assembled at Jerusalem in the third month of the 15th year of Asa's reign. They sacrificed to the Lord on that day 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep from the spoils they had brought. They entered into the covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and soul. And whoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel was to be put to death, whether small or great, man or woman. Moreover, they made an oath to the Lord with a loud voice, with shouting, trumpets, and with horns. All Judah rejoiced concerning the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and had sought him earnestly, and he let them find him. So the Lord gave them rest on every side. He also removed Maachah, the mother of King Asa, from the position of queen mother, because she had made an abominable image as an Asherah, and Asa cut down her abominable image, crushed it, and burned it at the brook Kidron. But the high places were not removed from Israel. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was blameless all his days. He brought into the house of God the dedicated things of his father, and his own dedicated things, silver, gold, and utensils. There was no more war until the 35th year of Asa's reign. In the 36th year of Asa's reign, Baasha king of Israel came up against Judah and fortified Ramah in order to prevent anyone from going out or coming in to Asa king of Judah. Then Asa brought out silver and gold from the treasuries of the house of the Lord and the king's house, and sent it to Ben-Hadad king of Aram, who lived in Damascus, saying, A treaty must be made between you and me, as there was between my father and your father. Behold, I have sent you silver and gold. Go, break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, so that he will withdraw from me. And Ben-Hadad listened to King Asa, and he sent the commanders of his armies against the cities of Israel, and they conquered Ijon, Dan, Abel-Maim, and all the storage cities of Naphtali. When Baasha heard about it, he stopped fortifying Ramah and put an end to his work. Then King Asa brought all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah and its timber with which Baasha had been building, and with it he fortified Geba and Mizpah. At that time, Hanani the seer came to Asa king of Judah and said to him, "Because you have relied on the king of Aram and have not relied on the Lord your God, for that reason the army of the king of Aram has escaped from your hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubim an immense army with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because you relied on the Lord, he handed them over to you. For the eyes of the Lord roam throughout the earth, so that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. You have acted foolishly in this. Indeed, from now on you will have wars." Then Asa was angry with the seer and put him in prison, for he was enraged at him for this. And Asa mistreated some of the people at the same time. Now the acts of Asa from the first to the last, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. In the 39th year of his reign, Asa became diseased in his feet. His disease was severe, yet even in his disease he did not seek the Lord, but the physicians. So Asa lay down with his fathers and died in the 41st year of his reign. They buried him in his own tomb, which he had cut out for himself in the city of David, and they laid him in the resting place, which he had filled with spices of various kinds blended by the perfumer's art, and they made a very great fire for him.